Sports Radio 92.9, the Game and Jeff Experience, where we save the best for last. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. Rick Lippert with us. Of course, Rick's an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. He covers sports technology, whether it's on a national level or a local level. You can find him in his daily tech column for Examiner.com. Also, he's featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, as well as Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, everything that we're going to be talking about over the course of the next 10-plus minutes or so, you can find on Rick's website. Links to it at ricklippert.info. Rick was out in Charleston, South Carolina, one of the prettiest cities, certainly in the eastern part of the United States, the southeastern part of the United States. Rick was there working, as always. And no, Rick was not playing golf. Rick was attending the Lexus RX Regional Media Preview over the weekend. So he got a first look at a preview and test drove the new 2016 Lexus RX vehicles, including the RX 450H. So Rick is back with us right now to report on it all. And first and foremost, Rick, just tell me about Charleston, man.
Well, it was fun, and not to burst your bubble, Mitch, but I did play golf once. So, I mean, the weather was perfect over there. It was 80 and sunny. I love Charleston. It's one of the best cities in the country. I think if we didn't live here in Atlanta, we would like to live in Charleston. But, yeah, Lexus put on a great event, and it was a busy but fun weekend.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, talking about these Lexus automobiles. And first of all, Rick, when you talk about Lexus, it is the top brand as far as reliability in regards to Consumer Reports in their survey.
Yeah, anytime you get tabbed by Consumer Reports as one of their top brands or the top brand when it comes to reliability, that says a lot, and it says a lot about the Lexus brand of cars. We all know it's a luxury brand of cars. They make great cars and vehicles, and Consumer Reports seconds that.
Give me a little bit of a background just on the RX line, the history of it. Now, I do know it's the top-selling Lexus in the country.
It is. It's their SUV line. It's the top-selling Lexus line in the country, which again, says a lot because, you know, Lexus has had sedans out for a long time. But they launched back in the kind of the heyday of the SUVs, the 1998, popular with families. They're very popular with the, you know, we call them soccer moms or the moms that have to drive the kids around, but also attractive and elegant, safe, and a lot of cool features. I was there kind of looking at the tech features. We'll talk about that in a second, but they're always adding new technology to the RX line, and I love to see that.
Mitch Evans Experience here on 92.9 The Game, Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lippert. Rick giving us the lowdown on the new Lexus RX line. He was in Charleston, South Carolina last weekend, test driving and just checking everything out. And Rick, safety, sporty, it's a crossover vehicle. You talk about as far as, you know, soccer moms, but I mean, this is a luxury automobile that is an SUV.
Yeah, it really is. There's a few different models in the RX line. Like you said, they are a crossover. So there's a hybrid vehicle. There's a, you know, a gas vehicle. But the first thing you look at is the exterior. That's the first thing they showed us. They gave us a walk around, new grille. It's a little longer and bigger than the previous RX models, LED headlamps, redesigned fog lamps, and a lot of other little features. Minimized drag that helps the gas mileage on the vehicles, and they just handle really well, make sharp turns perfectly, and a lot of safety features that a family would appreciate.
You know, I can't tell you how jealous I am of this, that you got to test drive one of these vehicles. Just everything that you just said about, you know, as far as turning radius and being able to turn on a dime and, you know, turning fast, that those are all things that if Mitch Evans was in the dictionary, all of those things would be included in the explanation of what Mitch Evans is about, among other things. Some that we cannot mention. But one thing that really kind of gets me going, it gets me excited about a vehicle when I'm looking at it and you know, potentially to buy or lease one, is you know, the dashboard, and you talk about the whole instrument column and being able to look at something that's sporty and racy, and I would imagine that this Lexus RX has that and more.
Yeah, I like to see that too. But for a lot of people, this is what frustrates a lot of people, because sometimes there's so much going on the dashboard or by the steering wheel that it distracts drivers. That's something you really have to watch out for these days. I think Lexus does a really good job with having enough features there, but keeping it kind of minimalist there for the driver, so they're not too distracted. They use really nice colors. It's really easy to see. It's easy to see through the windshield. It sits at a good angle. But in the middle of the dashboard is where it gets, you know, into my category, pretty techie. There's an available 12.3-inch monitor right there in the middle of the dash that you can use to pick your satellite radio station or pick any radio station and see directions and other information. So it's like a full-fledged computer monitor right there in between the two seats in the front.
All right. Always important to me as well, especially in this newfangled day and age. What about the map? I mean, you know, when it comes to GPS, just for example, as far as Randy and her car, she's got a BMW. I've got a Nissan. I love her GPS as opposed to mine. So much easier to read and follow. What about what we've got with the Lexus RX?
Well, we had two different GPSs going in there at the time. So I had one on my side and then the big monitor in the middle. So you really have a choice of what you want to look at. We didn't get lost at all. It was accurate, easy to read. And, you know, GPS is our personal preference for a lot of people. Some people like using just the Google Maps on your phone. Some people like seeing it in front of them. You can do either one with the Lexuses.
Mitch Evans here with you on the Experience and Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lippert. You can follow on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Also, everything that we're talking about right now in regards to the new redesigned Lexus RX, you can find on Rick's website at ricklimper.info. All right, you touched on it just a little bit at the top in talking about how the car handles or how the automobile handles. Just talk a little bit more about the performance and the stability of the Lexus RX.
Yeah, the chassis has been beefed up a little, so it gives you a little better stability. I have to think that also provides a little more safety. Vehicle's body's been straightened and added with a little more stiffness, so it helps the handling, helps the turning, reduces engine and road noise. These vehicles are so quiet. When we first got in them, we had to ask each other, is it on? Because you can't even tell because it's so quiet. That's something you would expect from Lexus. And then when you add in the all-wheel drive and extra handling performance, it's a great vehicle on dry roads, wet roads, icy roads. I think it would work on anything.
Well, you're the tech guru. You're the tech maven. You know, give me an idea of some other special and cool new technology that's part of the Lexus RX.
Well, great stereo system in it. And then one thing that really I was interested in, when we talk about what goes on in the front of the car a lot, we've already talked about that, but there's a rear seat entertainment system that's an option and available on the RX line that includes 11.6-inch flat panel monitor displays that will twist and you can turn them, they pull out, you can see from a variety of angles,
wow.
You can tilt them. And it's high def, so the people in the back seat can watch movies or YouTube videos, whatever they want. With the center console, there's the input port right in the middle there. So everything's right in front of you, convenient, and the air conditioner also blows cold in the back really well. So in the South, that's important. That's important for us in the South. How often do we complain about the air conditioner, people in the back seat, and you don't have that problem with the RXs?
Hey, Rick, whenever Mom's in town, that means Randy gets booted to the back seat of the car, and she's always complaining about the air conditioning. Can you turn it up? It's really warm back here.
Well, my BFF, she deserves the best, and, maybe you should ride three in the front seat, Mitch. Remember when we used to do that back in the 70s?
Look at